the right to share. Open your heart tonight. My love is burning. Now is the hour when stars shine in the skies. Must I go on? My helpless heart is yearning. Open your heart and lead me into paradise.
Whitfield, Open Your Heart from 1955. He was born in Hull, died at a very young age, 54, down in Sydney, Australia, and had a huge number of hits in the UK, and was also very popular in the United States as well in the 50s, appearing on the Ed Sullivan, Sullivan Show. I really wanted to say Sullivision there, but it didn't make any sense. Anyway, great song from a great singer. Very good morning to you. Welcome, Roy Bigley with you. Bigley at night. Sorry I wasn't with you last week. You know what happened, right? We got, 4 days then of Glen Campbell? I know. Felt really bad because it actually happened in my live show on Tuesday. Really did feel very bad about that, but... done and dusted now, all back to normal. But I don't think anybody will be playing that song again. And, of course, the election all over and done with. Donald Trump trumped everybody. He got the House, I believe, and the Senate and the presidency. So nobody is going to be checking what he's going to be doing, or at least not checking and getting away with it. So it's going to be, to say the least, a very interesting 4 years in the White House. But you know what? We don't worry about any of that here at Angel Radio. We just play good music.
Put the very stars to shame. stop with. What else am I to do when you have lips that fill my very soul with flame? Tonight you're near to me in a light bright as day, but you're so dear to me, I could see you even miles away, for I have eyes to see with, and yet when we're apart, I close my eyes and see with my
Shaw's Orchestra, they're from 1938, and I Have Eyes. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with the Friends of Angel Radio on Facebook, but if you are, then you'll know there's always some good stuff there. And if you're not, but you do have access to Facebook, then just search out Friends at Angel Radio and join in the banter, as you will. Jenny Honan, who is a regular listener to Angel Radio, recently posted some songs, titles. Singers of the 60s are revising their hits, said Jenny, with new lyrics to accommodate baby boomers. And the new releases include Herman Hermits with Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Walker, Ringo Starr with I Get By with a Little Help from Depends, Bee Gees, How Can You Mend a Broken Hip, Roberta Flack, The First Time I Ever Forgot Your Face, Johnny Nash, I Can't See Clearly Now, Paul Simon, 50 Ways to Lose Your Liver, The Commodores, Once, Twice, Three Times to the Bathroom. There's more as well. There's Denture Queen from ABBA, I Am a Woman, Hear Me Snore from Helen Reddy, Leslie Gore, It's My Hormones, and I'll Cry If I Want To. And the final one there is Willie Nelson, On the Commode Again. Nice list of songs there, Jenny. Thank you so much for that. Although Willie Nelson, bless him, he's got a new album out. It came out last Friday, and I have to say it's really rather good as well. I do like a little bit of Willie. Let's see, what are we going to do here now? We're going to have a song from Seven Brides, from Seven Brothers, Jane Powell, or Powell even, and When You're in Love, from, let's see, just dial up the year. Okay, here we go. The year?
At the third stroke, yes. The time on Angel Radio will be about 1954.
Really in love,
Oh, there you go. When You're in Love, from 1955, from Jane Powell, who actually used to live just down the road from where I live now. Live in Danbury, and she lives, or lived in Wilton. Very nice place to live as well. Enjoyed that. Very good morning to you. If you've just joined us, you've missed some good stuff, but don't worry, the most is yet to come. Time now, though, for doing some singing, and we're getting close to Christmas. We're not that close yet that I'm going to start playing well-known Christmas songs and carols and stuff like that, but I thought it might be nice to hear something slightly seasonal, let's put it that way, from Bing Crosby. So let's do that. Three songs, in fact, one of them featuring Peggy Lee, which is always nice. And to start it off, all I have to do is to say the two magic words, Bing, sing.
Faith of our fathers living still, in spite of dungeon, fire and sword, oh how our hearts beat high with joy whene'er we hear that glorious word. Chained in prisons dark, were still in heart and conscience free. How sweet would be their children's fate if they, like them, could die.
Like a cold, cold winter, plenty of ice and snow, but we'll keep the love light in our hearts aglow. Looks like a long, long winter, baby, what do we care? As long as we have this love of ours to share. It's gonna be cold outside, gonna be warm inside, so we'll cuddle up by a cozy fire side by side. Looks like a cold, cold winter. Summer is far away. Until then, I love you more and more each day.
Looks like a cold, cold winter.
Plenty of
ice and
snow
out there.
love light in our hearts aglow.
Looks like a long, long winter.
But baby,
don't
what do we care as long
just we
as we have this love of ours to share?
Gonna be cold outside,
record breaking.
Gonna be warm inside,
temperature taken. So
we'll cuddle up by a cozy fire, side by side.
Looks like a cold, cold winter.
Yes, and summer is far away, away.
But until then, I'll love you more and more each day.
Gonna be warm inside.
Our love will heat it.
So we'll cuddle up by a cozy fire, side by side.
Looks like a cold, cold winter.
Yes, and summer is far away, away.
But until then, I'll love you more and more each day.
Gonna keep you warm until winter goes away.
Oh, little Jack Frost, get lost, get lost.
Little Jack Frost, get lost.
You know you don't do a thing but put the bite on my toes.
Freeze up the ground and take the bloom from the rose.
Oh, little Jack Frost, go away, go away. Don't you come back another day.
There's lots of cold feet, all the lovers complain. You turned off the heat down in Lover's Lane.
The bench in the park is all alone in the dark. So little Jack Frost, get lost, get lost.
Little Jack Frost, get lost. So little Jack Frost, get lost, get lost. Little Jack Frost, get lost, get lost.
You don't do a thing but put the bite on my toes.
Freeze up the ground and take the bloom from the rose.
So little Jack Frost, go away, go away. And don't you come back another day, get gone, go away.
There's lots of cold feet, all the lovers complain. You turned off the heat down in Lover's Lane.
The bench in the park is all alone in the dark. So little Jack Frost, get lost, get lost.
Little Jack Frost, get lost. Get lost, get lost, get lost, get lost.
L.J. Frost, get lost.
Lost!
Peggy Lee there singing with Bing Crosby and Little Jack Frost. And before that, we had Bing on his own singing "Like Looks Like a Cold, Cold Winter" and "Faith of Our Fathers." And we'll have some more songs from Bing Crosby around about the same time next week. Although, in looking at the weather forecast on the television and reading almanacs and stuff like that, winter this year for us is not looking too bad. And the last couple of years have really not been bad at all, so fingers crossed that would be nice. More Bing next week. Right now it's time to fly over to Holger and say good morning to Holger. Hope you're well. Each week Holger sends us a delightful song from his homeland, and they are also great. I'm going to be doing a program of just Holger's songs, or at least I'm going to be recommending it anyway. It should be good fun. And this week we've got a great song from Eric Sylvester, and I have to say Eric looks rather natty according to the album cover that I'm looking at here. And the song is called, well, first of all, but just before we say that, because let me get Holger's email up here, because apparently I've been amusing him. He says, great how your pronunciation of Chocos Lightus Nespercur, improved with every try. He said I had much fun listening to it. Thank you, Holger. I do try. This week, though, I think I'm probably reasonably safe. Song comes from 1969, and I'm going to give it as Zucker Café.
Zucker im Kaffee und Zitrone oder Sahne in den Tee und im Herzen alle Tage lang Amor. Das ist wunderbar, Senor. Pfeffer im Salat und Musik im roten Vino, den man hat und im Herzen immer noch einmal Amor. Das ist wunderbar, Senor. Ich habe einmal einen Mann gekannt, der ist als Held um die Welt gerannt. Mitten im Ozean, da kam ein Haifisch an, den fing er mit einer Hand. Er schoss den Löwen in Afrika, er ging zu Fuß um die Sahara. Ich fragte ihn hinterher, was wohl der schönste Weg, ja, und da meinte er. Zucker im Kaffee und Zitrone oder Sahne in den Tee und im Herzen alle Tage lang Amor. Das ist wunderbar, Senor. Pfeffer im Salat und Musik im roten Vino, den man hat. Und im Herzen immer noch einmal Amor. Das ist wunderbar, Senor.
Beautiful stuff. I was just reading about Eric there, Eric Sylvester, and Zucker im Café, one of his big hits. Died fairly young, at the age of 66. A nice voice as well. Holger, thank you so much. Really did enjoy that, and look forward to another song from you around about the same time next week. Let's see, you're listening to Angel Radio with me, RB.
On your old Valve Wireless and your new digital radio. Good morning, this is Angel Radio.
Hi, my name is Thomas, and you're listening to my uncle on Angel Radio.
And this is the Art Van Damme Quintet, along with the Dinning Sisters.
The ceremony's done, the bride and groom are one. Everybody's gay, so tell the orchestra to play. A polka for the bride and groom. Everybody up and dance. A polka for the bride and groom. It's the music of romance. Congratulate the happy pair as they whirl around the room. Each anniversary may there always be a polka for the bride and groom. Their mamas and papas are crying, happy on this wedding day. The honeymoon couple is sighing, waiting for the chance when they can get away. Up on a bench there's a barrel,
barrel.
And when the polka is through,
everybody have a
drink to the boy and girl. May their sweetheart dreams come true. Everybody up and dance. It's the music of romance. Congratulate the bride and groom. They're singing as they whirl around the room. A polka for the bride and groom. Everybody up and dance. A polka for
congratulate the happy pair. As they whirl around the room, each anniversary may there always be a polka for the bride, a polka for the groom, a pretty polka for a pretty bride, and a lucky, lucky groom.
Lovely stuff. The Dilling Sisters, along with the Art Van Dam Quintet and a polka for the bride and groom, came from 1948. Fancy a little bit of Elton right now? Okay, I can do that if you fancy Elton. Here he is, Elton Hayes, vocals and guitar on The Owl and the Pussycat.
The owl and the pussycat went to sea in a beautiful pea-green boat. They took some honey and plenty of money wrapped up in a 5-pound note. The owl looked up to the stars above and sang to a small guitar. Oh, lovely pussy, oh pussy, my love, what a beautiful pussy you are. You are, you are. What a beautiful pussy you are. Pussy said to the owl, you elegant fowl, how charmingly sweet you sing. Oh, let us be married, too long we have tarried, but what shall we do for a ring? They sailed away for a year and a day to the land where the bong tree grows. And there in a wood, a piggywig stood with a ring at the end of his nose, his nose, his nose, with a ring at the end of his nose. Dear pig, are you willing to sell for 1 shilling your ring? Said the piggy, I will. So they took it away and were married next day by the turkey that lived on the hill. They dined on mince and slices of quince, which they ate with a runcible spoon. And hand in hand, on the edge of the sand, they danced by the light of the moon. The moon, the moon. They danced by the light of the moon.
Beautiful stuff. Elton Hayes doing the vocals and the guitar there with the Owl and the Pussycat. Hope you enjoyed that. I did immensely. Good morning to Nicholas, who lives in Watford. Hey, Nick, I hope you are well. I had a lovely chat with you on the phone the other day. Sorry, I just have to have a bit of a cough. Hold on a second. There you go, so much better. We had a chat on the phone the other day, which was very nice and very funny as well. Nicholas loves Betty Hutton, and he said, could you please play 3 Betty Hutton tunes? I guess I could do that. Eventually, I managed to get out of him the tunes that he would like, which was took a lot of discussion, by the way, because there's a lot of tunes to choose from. Betty Hutton, of course, very popular. 1940, she was cast and Broadway in a couple of productions, 2 for the show and Panama Hattie, and that show, Panama Hattie, it sort of sent her off to Los Angeles to be signed up by Paramount Pictures, and she was in pictures for a few years at the same time as singing some songs. She was in Annie Get Your Gun, of course, and The Greatest Show on Earth, and her final film actually was in 1957, Spring Reunion, but she went on with her own TV show and lots of stuff afterwards, and she's really very, very good. So, Nicholas, thank you so much. Let's kick off with The Jitterbug, Betty Hutton.
Than that old boogie woogie. When that goofy critter spots your fan got you dancing on a thousand toes. There he goes. Who's that hiding in the treetop? It's that rascal, the jitterbug. If you find him hanging round you, keep away from the jitterbug. All the bees in the breeze and the bats in the trees have a terrible, horrible buzz. But the bees in the breeze and the bats in the trees couldn't do what the jitterbug does. So be careful of that rascal. Keep away from the jitterbug. The jitterbug. Oh, the jitter. Oh, the bug. And I don't mean a thug or a rug or a lug or a bug or a jug, but the jitterbug. So we hang it, Joe. Your heart too slow. Oh, why had your stand? You who gotta get hip. Oh, the bees in the breeze and the bats in the trees have a terrible, horrible buzz. But the bees in the breeze and the bats in the trees couldn't do what the jitterbug does. Don't be careful of that rascal. Keep away from the jitterbug. The jitterbug.
You're putting that kiss, that kiss, that kiss that's making my head go round and round. Why did you put in that kiss, that kiss, that kiss that's making my heart just pound and pound? The last thing I remember was looking at you, and suddenly, boom, the chairs in the room were dancing and I was too. Why did you put in my heart, my heart, my heart? I'm head over heels in love with you.
Why did you put in that kiss, that kiss, that kiss that's making my head go round and round? Why did you put in that kiss, and that kiss, and that kiss, and that kiss that's making my heart just pound and pound?
The last thing I remember was looking at you, and suddenly, boom, the chairs in the room were dancing and I was too. Why did you put in my heart, my heart, my heart? I'm head over heels in love with you.
The last thing I remember was looking at you,
and suddenly, boom, the chairs in the room were dancing and I was too.
Why did you put in my heart, my heart, my heart? I'm head over heels in love with you. Hey, why did you put in that kiss, that kiss, that kiss? I'm head over heels in love with you.
I'm head over heels in love with you.
Kicked the light plug out of the socket and kissed me while I stood in the dark. Hoo, 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 hoo. Kicked the light plug out of the socket and kissed me till my heart fell a spark. I'm not complaining, I want you to know. I just wanna find the one who set me all aglow. Hoo, 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 hoo. Kicked the light plug out of the socket and lit the light of love in my heart.
I went to a party one Saturday night, and there my eye caught the sweetest delight. All of a sudden the lights went out, and my sweet delight began to stammer and shout.
Hoo, 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 hoo-hoo, kicked the light plug out of the socket and kissed me while I stood in the dark. Ooh, hoo, hoo, kicked the light plug out of the socket and kissed me till my heart fell a spark. I'm not complaining, I want you to know, I just want to find the one who set me all aglow. Ooh, hoo, hoo, kicked the light plug out of the socket and lit the light of love in my heart. Stood in the dark. Ooh, 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 kicked the light plug out of the socket and kissed me till my heart fell a spark. I'm not complaining, I want you to know, I just want to find the one who set me all aglow. Ooh, 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 kicked the light plug out of the socket and lit the light of the light of love in my heart.
Three really great songs there from Betty Hutton. In reverse order, the Who Kicked the Light Plug Out of the Socket? The middle song was What Did You Put in That Kiss? And the first song was The Jitterbug, which was originally in the film The Wizard of Oz, but they cut it, would you believe, because it was too long. It cost them $80,000 to film, and $80,000 in 1939 was an awful lot of dollars, if you don't mind me saying so. But the film was just running too long, and they had to cut it, so they cut the whole thing out, which seems a bit of a shame. But they did leave in, thankfully, almost didn't, a certain song about a rainbow. Yeah. Nick, thank you so much in Watford. Really did enjoy those three songs, and really nice to hear Betty Hutton on the programme again. Thank you so much for suggesting her. And if you would like to be the purveyor of next week's Big Liz Big Three, then you can just email me, roy@angelradio.uk, or you can give the lovely receptionist a call during normal working hours and ask them to pass your artist and three songs on to me, and they will do that with no problem whatsoever. Right now, I think it is time to have a look at some of the stuff that was going on this week back then.
On your old Valve Wireless and your new digital radio and computers, laptops, worktops, iPads, earpads, knee pads, mobile phones, headphones, saxophones, Wi-Fi radios, hi-fi radios, high-priced radios, low-priced radios... The fabulous sound of Angel Radio.
Wonderful Big A, Wonderful Angel Radio.
Let's take a look at some of the stuff that happened this week back then. And on November the 10th, 1847, the passenger ship Stephen Whitney is wrecked in thick fog off the southern coast of Ireland, killed 92 of the 110 on board, and the disaster resulted in the construction of the Fastnet Rock Lighthouse. On November the 11th, in 1100, Henry I of England married Matilda of Scotland, the daughter of Malcolm III of Scotland, and a direct descendant of the Saxon king Edmund Ironside. Matilda was crowned on the same day. November the 11th, 1880, was not a good day for Australian bush ranger Ned Kelly. He was hanged at the Melbourne jail. And we can sort of say happy birthday to Plymouth, because in 1439, on November the 12th, Plymouth became the first town incorporated by the English Parliament. And on November the 12th, 1954, Ellis Island ceased operations. And on this very day in 1954...
Britain kicked off in the World Rugby League Cup final against France in Paris.
The French had a formidable team, and their passing movements were a strong challenge to the British pack. Altogether, France knocked up three penalties, all beautifully taken by Aubert. But clever British tactics received their reward in a fine sequence of scoring. This electrifying display brought the opposition back in an effort to equalize before the interval. But these setbacks only urged the British on to greater efforts. During the match, they landed two penalty goals, thanks to Ledyard's accurate kicking. Although France increased their score to 12 points, their performance was completely overshadowed. The British team proved themselves a triumphant fighting combination. Champions of the world by 16 points to 12. What a day for the team and their captain, David Valentine.
On this very day in 1940, Walt Disney's animated musical film Fantasia was released at New York's Broadway Theatre on the first night of a roadshow. And this week back then was a good day for Alexander the Great. He was crowned Pharaoh of Egypt in 332 BC. And on November the 14th in 1922, the British Broadcasting Company began radio service in the United Kingdom.
Hello, 2LO calling, 2LO calling.
On November the 14th, 1940, Coventry was almost destroyed by the Luftwaffe in one of the worst bombing of the war so far. A week later, the King toured the devastation.
The King has been to see how the people of Coventry were carrying on after their terrible ordeal. Not only did he find that their spirit was magnificent and that everything possible was being done to alleviate suffering, but it was also quite evident that his five-hour tour, accompanied by Mr. Herbert Morrison, had greatly encouraged them. The city, having been mercilessly bombed throughout a whole night without regard to military targets, now presents a grim appearance of devastation. The cathedral spire and the font remain. The rest is rubble. But all that the cathedral represented and the spirit of this centuries-old city lives on.
Now, if you want to sing happy birthday to someone, then you could sing it to Xbox, because Microsoft launched the Xbox game console this week back then in 2001. And in 1855, David Livingstone became the first European to see something that no other European had seen before, the Victoria Falls, in what is now in Zambia, Zimbabwe. And going back this very day in 1927, the Holland Tunnel opened to traffic as the first Hudson River vehicle tunnel linking New Jersey to New York. So let's take a turn now to television, and on this very day back in 1950, if you tuned into the BBC television, this is what you would have seen. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Dangerous Cargo for the children until 20 past 4, when BBC television closed down until 5. At 5 o'clock for the children, Films of Adventure, Renfrew of the Royal Mounted, and that went on until 6, when BBC television closed down until 8. At 8 o'clock, there was Newsreel, followed by The Centre Show from the Nuffield Centre before a services audience with Leslie Wilson, Hugh Lloyd, Marie Reedy, Kay Kennedy, Ken Morriston and Dennis Robertson, and the whole thing was introduced by Frank Thornton. At a quarter to nine, there was Dancers of Tomorrow with some of the promising young ballet dancers who are studying in this country today. I'm the one that's stuttering, and that was presented by Phyllis Peddles. At half past nine, How the Brain Works, a brief account of the biological research that forms the basis of Professor J. Z. Young's reflections on the human brain in this year's Wreath Lectures in the Home Service. Quarter past ten, there was the news, but in sound only, and BBC television closed down at 10:30.
The voice of Radio 1, just for fun.
Music
too much.
And let's look at Radio 1 for this very day back in 1970, from November the 13th, which is a Friday. 7 o'clock it was Tony Blackburn. At 9, Johnny Walker. At 10 o'clock it was Jimmy Young.
The time is 10 o'clock. You're listening to Radio 1 with Radio 2, and it's the Jimmy Young Show.
And the JY Proc went on until 12 o'clock, when it was the Radio 1 Club with Stuart Henry. Tony Brandon was on at 2, Terry Wogan at 3, Roundtable Roscoe at 5, Sounds of the 70s at 6 o'clock with Alan Black, and at 7 o'clock, Radio 1 joined Radio 2 for the rest of the evening. Now, this week back then had been a very busy and important week in Washington. Who says so? This guy.
My fellow Americans, this week has been a busy and important one here in Washington. And in reporting to you about it, there are three topics in particular that I'd like to discuss. First, my announcement on Wednesday that I intend to nominate United States Circuit Judge Anthony Kennedy to be an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court.
And he was nominated and he was accepted, and he was on the Supreme Court from 1988 until his retirement in 2018. Now, if you went to a record store this week back then, in 1968, this would have been number one if you had purchased the number one record. Good and the Bad and the Ugly was number one this week back then in 1968. It had 10 weeks in the charts, and last week it was at number three. So well done, Hugo Montenegro. And that is just some of the stuff that was happening this week back then.
Picture you upon my knee, tea for two and two for tea. We could be so happy all alone. There'd be nobody near us to see us or hear us. Friends, relations on weekend vacations won't be known, dear. We own a telephone, dear. Dawn will break and you will wake. Start to bake a sugar cake for me to take, for all the boys to see. We will raise a family, a girl for you and a boy for me. Can't you see how happy we could be? On weekend vacations won't be known, dear. We own a telephone, dear. Dawn will break and you will wake. Start to bake a sugar cake for me to take, for all those boys to see. We will raise a family, a girl
Vallis there with Russ Case and his orchestra, James Lowe, who was on the old guitar, having a good twang. T for Two from 1948. Going to go and add 6 years to that right now, to 54. And you can sing along with this one if you want to. I'm certainly going to, but I will turn the microphone down.
I love to go a-wandering along the mountain track. And as I go, I love to sing my knapsack on my back. Valerie, 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 my knapsack on my back. In the sun, so joyously it calls to me, come join my happy song. Valerie, 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 my hand to all I meet, and they wave back to me. And blackbirds call so loud and sweet from every greenwood tree.
Saxophone there, along with a chorus and an orchestra as well. He's very popular with his saxophone. He was from 1954, The Happy Wanderer, and that was the same year that he appeared on a record with a certain lady, and between the two of them got to number one. The lady in question was Vera Lynn, and the song was called My Son, My Son. Getting up to the top of the hour, not far away. This is going to take us there, and it's called Lucky Me and Lovable You.
Lucky me and lovable you, aren't we the happiest two? I don't deserve such wonderful bliss. I knock on wood and thank my lucky star for this. For who am I? Nobody at all. How and why did you ever fall? Now I see dreams do come true. Lucky me to have a lovable you. Thank you.
why did you ever fall? Now I see dreams do come true. Lucky me to have a love among you.
Lou Abelardo was doing the singing there with Harry Bidgood's Broadcasters providing the music. That was from 1930, Lucky Me and Lovable You. You're listening to Angel Radio with me, Roy Beagley, on this Wednesday morning for you. It's still Tuesday evening for me, and we're coming to you on 98.6 in the Havant area. Goes out in Portsmouth and other months, and of course you can also hear us hopefully on some DABs and the internet. And to get information on DAB listening and internet listening, then you can simply go to the website, which is angelradio.co.uk. Now, as you know, we missed last week's programme due to Glenn Campbell singing a bit of the same song for a very long time. And we had a very good bit of posh planned for you in last week's programme because it was the 5th of November, still here in Danbury, Connecticut. So I thought I would just play that. So have a listen. And as I said, it is still November the 5th here in the United States. Of course, Guy Fawkes Night, Bonfire Night, call it what you will. It's not a big thing. In fact, it's not a thing here at all in the United States, nor would you really expect it to be. Except, of course, with people like me, and I was letting off a few fireworks earlier on. Didn't have a guy, but did have a barbecue outside where we lit up some wood and had some sausages and stuff like that, so it was rather fun. Let's take a listen back to something that we certainly recited as kids. I suspect a lot of you listening did as well. And after we've heard that, fairly short but sweet, less than a minute, we'll have a piece of music from dear old Handel.
Remember, remember the 5th of November, gunpowder, treason and plot. I see no reason why gunpowder treason should ever be forgot. Guy Fawkes, 'twas his intent to blow up the king and the parliament. 60 barrels of powder below, poor old England to overthrow. By God's providence he was catched with a dark lantern and a burning match. Holla, boys, holla, boys, let the bells ring. Holla, boys, God save the king.
Thank you.
that was the Academy of Ancient Music and Christopher Hogwart with the music for the Royal Fireworks, and that was movement number 3, Le Pay. And before that, we had Guy Fawkes, Remember, Remember the 5th of November. A little bit of posh for this week, and we'll have some more posh around about the same time next week. You are listening to Angel Radio. Time now to find out what the time is as far as the year is concerned. Let me just dial up. Here we go.
At the third stroke, the time on Angel Radio will be about 1947.
All of me, why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good without you? Take my lips, I want to lose. I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. Oh, how can I go on, dear, without you? You took the part that once was my heart.
Wireless and your new digital radio.
Good morning. This is Angel Radio.
At the third stroke, the time on Angel Radio will be about 1959.
When she moves,
Lubberth Choir there, and this is My Beloved from 1959. For some reason, whenever I say his name, I always think of roast beef. I don't know why. I just do. Weird things like that happen to you, I'm sure, all the time. Happen to me all the time as well. All right, where are we now? We're at that part of the program where we hand it over to Doris Day, and I've got some nice songs from her this week. We have nice songs from her every week, but I think you're really going to like these ones. These three songs actually all come from the same album, which I thought was rather interesting, because the album is actually called Doris Day's Greatest Hits, which came out in 1958. Can you believe? So these three songs are on the album from 1958. So settle back and have a listen, as we say, it's time for Day at Night.
Who's gonna kiss me? Who's gonna thrill me? Who's gonna hold me tight tonight? Why did I tell you I was going to Shanghai? I want to be with you tonight. Why did I holler I was going to Shanghai? I want to be with you tonight. It was just a little misunderstanding that a kiss on the cheek could patch. I need you so badly, I'd gladly start all over from scratch. Oh, why did I tell you it was bye-bye for Shanghai? I'm even allergic to rice. Why don't you stop me when I talk about Shanghai? It's just a lover's device. Now who's gonna kiss me? Who's gonna thrill me? Who's gonna hold me tight? I'm right around the corner in the phone booth, and I wanna be with you tonight. Allergic to rice. Why don't you stop me when I talk about Shanghai? It's just a lover's device. Now who's gonna kiss me? Who's gonna thrill me? Who's gonna hold me tight? I'm right around the corner in the phone booth, and I wanna be with you tonight. Who's gonna kiss me? Who's gonna thrill me? Who's gonna hold me tight? I'm right around the corner in the phone booth, and I wanna, yes, I wanna be with you tonight. When I fall it will be forever, or I'll never fall in love. In a restless world like this is, love is ended before it's begun. Too many moonlight kisses seem to cool in the warmth of the sun. When I give my heart, it will be completely, or I'll never give my heart. And the moment I can feel that, you feel that way too, is when I fall in love with you.
If I give my heart to you, will you handle it with care? Will you always treat me tenderly and in every way be fair? If I give my heart to you, will you give me all you love? Will you swear that you'll be true to me by the light that shines above? And will you sigh with me when I'm sad? Smile with me when I'm glad, and always be when you promise all those things to me, then I'll give my heart to you. And will you sigh with me when I'm sad? Smile with me when I'm glad, and always be when you promise all those things to me, then I'll give my heart to you.
Come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway, the hip hooray and ballyhoo, the lullaby of Broadway, the rumble of the subway train, the rattle of the taxi, the daffodils who entertain at Angelo's and Maxie's when the Broadway baby says goodnight. It's early in the morning, Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn. Good night, baby. Good night. The milkman's on his way. Sleep tight, baby. Sleep tight. Let's call it a day. Good night, baby.
Doris Day and Lullaby of Broadway. I threw in an extra one from Doris Day. Why not? Started off that little threesome with Why Did I Tell You I Was Going to Shanghai? And then we had When I Fall in Love, and then If I Give My Heart to You. And those three songs were from Doris Day's Greatest Hits album that came out in 1958. Lullaby of Broadway wasn't. I just threw it in because I can. It's my show. It's as simple as that. Yeah, I know. I was looking over at the election as well. Nobody knows. There's no answer yet. Don't worry about it.
Boy to the war is gone, in the ranks of death you'll find him. His father's sword he hath girded on, and his wild harp's long behind him. Land of song, said the warrior bard, all the world betrays thee. One sword at least thy right shall guard, one faithful heart shall praise thee. The minstrel fell, but the foeman's chain could not bring his proud soul under. The harp he loved ne'er spoke again, for he tore its chords asunder, and said, no chain shall sully thee, the soul of love and bravery. Thy songs were made for the pure and free, they shall never sound in slavery.
Hal Steed was on the Old Joanna there with Patrick O'Hagan, the minstrel boy from 1957. Just like me, except I'm not a minstrel, although I do like minstrels. I remember minstrels were called chocolate treats. It's as simple as that. Rosemary Clooney, if you're right now, don't worry about me, I'll be fine.
Forget about me, be happy, my love. Let's say that our little show is over, and so the story ends. Why not call it a day, the sensible way, and still be friends. Look out for yourself, should be the rule. Give your heart and your love to whomever you love. Darling, don't be a fool. Tell me, why should we cling to some fading that used to be? If you can forget, don't worry about me. Look out. Give your heart and your love to whomever you love. Don't be a fool. Darling, why should we cling to some fading thing that used to be? If you can forget, don't worry about me.
George Clooney's aunt there, Rosemary, with the Earl Shelton Orchestra, and Don't Worry About Me. Very nice. She really did have a nice voice, didn't she? Wonderful Rosemary Clooney here on Angel Radio. Coming up next is, I think she's probably more known as an actress than a singer, although, bless her cotton socks, she did have about six singles come out in the 60s and I think a bit of the 50s. Yeah, but here she is. Zuby, Zuby Zoo, it's Sophia Loren.
Zooby, zooby, zoo. Zooby, zooby, zoo. Zooby, zooby, zoo. Zooby, zoo. Zooby, zoo means that I love you. Zooby, zooby, zoo. Zooby, zooby, zoo. Zooby, zooby, zoo. Zooby, zoo. Zooby, zoo means that I love you. Here's a simple idea for you. Heavenly music and only for two. Don't need the words, they get in the way. Here is what you say. Zooby, zooby, zoo. Zooby, zooby, zoo. Zooby, zooby, zoo. Zooby, zoo. Zooby, zoo means that I love you. I can't explain this feeling that you need so appealing. So all I do is zooby zoo. Our hearts are close together. This tune is ours forever. Zooby zooby zoo, zooby zoo, zooby zoo means that I love you. Here's a simple idea for you. Heavenly music and only for two. Don't need the words, they get in the way. Here is what you say. Zooby, zooby, zoo. Zooby, zooby, zoo. Zooby, zooby, zoo. Zooby, zoo. Zooby, zoo means that I love you. Zooby, zooby, zoo, zooby, zoo, zooby, zoo means that I love you. Zooby, zooby, zoo.
Nice, huh? According to the information I've got here, that song comes from 1960, but I actually think it was a little bit earlier than that. Anyway, it was Sophia Loren with Ron Goodwin's orchestra and Zooby Zooby Zoo. You're listening to Angel Radio with me, RB, and let's see, it's comedy time now, and we have at least 5 bits, I think, this morning. The clocks went back, or was it forward? Here on Sun, I'm not quite sure. I never can get it right. Apparently, nor can Will Hay.
Here, 5 minutes. Wait a minute, I'm coming. Here,
Wait a minute.
Here, what day?
This is our last if we don't get this thing shifted. It's the 19th.
Here, see what it says here? On April the 19th, summertime will start. Clocks should be adjusted accordingly. There you are, see, we got lots of time.
Yeah, that's quite correct. Yeah. Hey. That's addressed to me.
Yeah, that's right.
What's that about in my letters?
Well, I couldn't have told you who it was from if I hadn't opened it.
Well, the deuce, you leave my letters alone, will you? To adjust the service to the new time, the 11 o'clock express on this day will run at 12 o'clock summertime. Well, what are we howling about? We've got 2 hours.
How do you make out we got 2 hours?
Well, if we put the clocks back an hour, the train's an hour late, it's 2 hours, isn't it?
Now you put the clocks forward and the train back.
Well, what do we get then?
Got the express coming any minute.
What are you talking about? Listen, if the train's an hour late, how can it be coming now?
It's summertime.
Summertime? You old fool's potty. Summertime or wintertime, if a train's late, it's late.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, but you put the clock forward.
Well, if the clocks go forward, then the train's already gone.
No. You put the clocks back.
Of course you do. You lengthen the day by taking an hour off the end and sticking it on the beginning.
No. You take an hour off the beginning and stick it on the end.
That's wintertime.
At wintertime, you put them back.
Well, that's what I said.
Oh, you said to put it back to summertime.
Yes, that's right.
It ain't. You put the clocks forward and you make the train early.
Oh, would you believe it? I know what I'm talking about. You don't put the clocks forward, you put them back. And you put the train back.
I see. You put everything back.
Yes.
I'm sorry. You're right.
Well, of course I'm right. The train won't be here for another 2 hours.
Trends in the cinema, the nostalgia for the 30s continues, and this week at the National Film Theatre they're showing a revival of that great classic love story, Forbidden Encounter, starring Celia Molestrangler and Binky Huckaback.
Oh, Fiona, this heat, I can't stand it any longer, this interminable heat is enough to drive a man out of his mind.
Steady, Charles. You're losing your grip.
I can't stand it any longer. I can't. I can't! Thank you, Fiona. I deserve that. Oh, darling Fiona.
Darling Charles.
Darling. Darling Fiona.
Darling, darling, darling Charles.
Holding you like this, I feel something I don't quite understand.
I don't quite understand it either. And yet, I sense it. Somehow.
I somehow sense it too.
I'm glad you sense it. It makes it better for both of us. Somehow, knowing.
I know.
I know you know.
I know you know, I know.
Yes, I know. Oh, Charles. What's wrong?
I don't know. Just this damned heat. Oh, Fiona, how I hate having to meet you furtively like this. Suppose someone were to find us out.
Who would ever think of looking for us here in this damp, steamy hell? Charles. Charles, there's someone there, crouching behind that palm tree. See, there, that small, swarthy man in a loincloth. Look, he's coming over.
It's all right, Fiona. I'll handle him. I speak his language, you know. All right. What do you want, you grinning devil?
Governor's respects, sir, but he says ladies aren't allowed in the Turkish bars of a Monday.
Achoo! Achoo! Achoo!
Oh, dear, me head, me head.
Hello, Mother. I've come straight home from work to see how your cold is.
It is worse, much worse.
Oh, darling, do you feel weak?
I feel so weak that I can't lift my arms above my head. And it's the same with my legs.
Put your tongue out and let me have a look at it.
Oh, I daren't put it out. I'd never have the strength to put it back in again. I'm going to die. I'm going to kick the bucket.
You shouldn't be talking like that, Mother. You know very well you're not going to die. You can't die.
Of course I can die. It's me own dying. I can die if I want to, can't I?
I don't know what you're making such a fuss about, Mother. You don't look sick at all.
If I look as bad as I feel, I must look off.
No, you wouldn't. You know I wouldn't tell you a lie, Mother. Here, have a look at yourself in this mirror and see how you look.
Well, I'm surprised. I don't look a day older than I did yesterday.
You'll be all right, Mother. The doctor's ordered you a change of climate.
The only change of climate I can afford is a weather report.
You know, you should have a hot drink, Mother.
That's a good idea, darling. That's the only thing that'll do me any good, a hot drink.
Darling, would you like a drink of hot milk?
There's nothing I should like worse.
Well, if you won't eat anything and you won't let me make you a hot drink, you know, you'll never get well.
Well, there is a hot drink that my mother used to cure her cold with. But it has to be so carefully prepared. Oh, never mind. I'll do without it. I wouldn't put you to any trouble, Doctor.
Oh, you know it's no trouble at all in the world. As long as you get better, I'll do anything for you.
Thank you, Doctor. Now, get that big tumbler off the top shelf.
Do you mean this one, Mother?
Yes. Fill it full of hot water to warm the tumbler.
Wait a minute, Mother. Okay, there you are.
Now, while it's warming, just get that half bottle of whiskey that's in the cupboard in the parlor, will you? You know, that bottle of whiskey that I keep just for an emergency.
You know, Mother, I think whiskey is your only comfort.
Oh, it isn't. I can drink beer when I want to.
Does whiskey improve with age?
Yes, the older I get, the better I like it.
Now, the hot water's in the tumbler. What do I do for you next?
Empty the hot water out of the tumbler. Now get a dishcloth, a dry one, and wipe the tumbler carefully inside and out. That is very dangerous for a sick person to drink out of the damp glass.
I've dried it for you, Mother.
I put the whiskey into the tumbler.
All of it?
Oh, no, but nearly all.
Okay.
Now let three lumps of sugar come slowly together.
And now what?
Now stand the tumbler that has the whiskey in it in that pot of hot water on the stove. Cut a lemon and squeeze a few drops of the juice.
Into the whiskey?
No, onto that inkstand on the kitchen tablecloth. Rub a piece of the peel on the outside of the glass. Now stir it. Oh, gently, daughter. Gently does the trick.
All right, Mother.
Now take the whiskey out of the pot.
Out of the pot.
And put 2 teaspoonfuls of boiling water into the whiskey.
2 teaspoonfuls of boiling water?
I said 1. You're not listening.
There you are.
Put a dishcloth round the tumbler so that it won't burn my hands and bring it to me. And, daughter, if I refuse to drink it, for goodness sake, don't take it away.
Mother, darling, if you refuse to drink the whiskey, what am I to do with you?
You're to coax me, daughter. Coax me.
So, this is Oswald Twistle. By gum, there's a cheeky kid up here. He just spotted me running to his mother. He says, come here, Mother, there's a monkey up a stick. Well, I've walked through Europe, air up, fire up, shut up, wallop, jollop. My feet are red hot. But by gum, I've just had a bit of a narrow squeak. I was going across a field with a bull in it. It wasn't Barney's bull either. In fact, it was a hell of a long way off being Barney's bull. Ooh, it was a fierce one. It had a couple of prongs on it as long as this stick. Only they were a damn sight sharper than this house, and it come stupping away at me. I thought it was apologising the way it was bowed and scraping away. I shoot it away with my magazine. Oh, it's a red one. It made it a damn sight worse. By gum, but did I pick him up? A fairly sizzle. I catched up to a rabbit. And it passed it only got between my legs. I said to it, I said, hey, come on, hurry up or else get out of my road. I said, let somebody run that's gone. Hikers, I've picked them off bushes. Yes, I'm the daddy of all hikers. I'll be 82 in a few more days. 82, and I'm as full of vim as a butcher's dog. I'm as lively as a cricket. It is now to me. Why, I'll take anybody on at my age and weight, dead or alive. And I'll run 'em, walk 'em, jump 'em, fight 'em. And I'll play 'em dominoes, if you like. And mind you, I attribute me excellent health to moderation, exercise, plenty of fresh air, I go to bed early, and I go to sleep. There's no monkey business about me. 82, and just look at these for a pair of legs. I tossed a sparrow for these and lost. By gum, there's another her coming here. Well, I'll go to Buckleberry. There's a her here we are not on. It's surprising where they keep coming from. 82, and look at this for a figure. Straight to the bull rush. I've just passed a couple of tarts on the road yonder. sea. They were a couple of hot ones. One went like this here, Tommy. I took no notice. Much. I said to her, I said, not today, love. I'd rather have a Kensington.
All right, kiddies. Just one more story and then off to bed you must go. Ready? I'll tell of King Henry II and the story of how he got fond of one of his customer's daughters, a girl called the Fair Rosamond. 'Twas a lovely romance while it lasted. The course of true love ran serene, till some nosy parkering varlet started carrying tales to the Queen. The Queen was at first incredulous. She said, what a tale to invent. The King wouldn't stoop to such baseness, at any rate not during Lent. But one morning she picked up a doublet that he'd dropped on his bedroom settee. It had 3 golden hairs on the shoulder and a strong smell of soie de Paris. She went to the King in a passion and showed him this evidence clear and swore by her distaff and wimple that she weren't having none of that deer. She said, if I catch that young woman, she'll leave no more hairs on your coat. Her trying to pinch other folks' monarchs. I'll give her a swim in the moat. So the King took Rose off to the country, to an old-fashioned manor of his, with a Hampton Court maze in the garden, as she kept for occasions like this. But the Queen wasn't fooled for a moment. She knew all about Henry's ways. She slipped off herself the next morning and secretly watched that there maze. She was hiding among the peculiars when Rosie came out for the milk, and she fixed to her dress as she passed her the end of a bobbin of silk. Poor Rosie went back, not suspecting the trail she was leaving behind, and the Queen slowly followed her, gloating at what she expected to find. The King sat there toasting a muffin, and Rosie were wetting the tea, when in walked the Queen, her face shining with a look of malevolent glee. She'd a basin of poison in one hand, in the other a glittering knife. The King kind of goggled a moment, then turned, said, Rose, meet the wife. The Queen shoved the basin at Rosie and held the knife out by its point. It was plain she had only 2 choices, the soup or to cut off the joint. The Fair Rosamond begged for mercy. She said, what you've heard is not true. Our friendship was purely platonic. A yarn which in those days was new. The King told the same tale as Rosie. And if that's not the truth, Queen, he cried, may I die on this spot where I'm standing. As he said it, he slipped to one side. The Queen at the finish believed them. But to save further messing around, she packed Rosie off to a convent and had the maze burned to the ground. The end. Well, there you are, children. Now, off to bed with you. Did you like my little story? Eh? Oh, you thought it was lousy. Funny, so did I.
Arthur Askey there with the Fair Rosamond. And before that, recording during a performance of On With the Show in Blackpool, was The Old Hiker with Rambles and Frank Randall. Arthur Lucan and Kitty Machane was with Old Mother Riley Takes Her Medicine, and Hugh Paddock and Betty Marston with Forbidden Encounter as Dame Celia Strangler and Binky Humbopick. And we started off with The Clocks Change from Will Hay, and with him was Moore Marriott and the other guy whose name's totally slipped out of my head, but it'll come back eventually.
Remember, you heard it, or you danced to it, a long time ago. Now's your chance to relive it with Angel Radio. Remember. Angel Radio, part of the family.
And of course, the name I forgot was Graham Moffat. Told you would come back. All right, let's go back to 1932 now, just after 7:30. Here are the Boswell sisters.
We thought our love was over. really true. I said I didn't love him, we'd begin anew. You can all believe me, we sure intended to. We couldn't say goodbye. The chair and then the sofa, they broke right down and cried. The curtain started waving for me to come inside. I can tell you truly, the tears were hard to hide. We couldn't say goodbye. The clock was striking 12. It smiled on us below. With folded hands it seemed to say, we'll miss you when you go. I went right back and kissed him, and when I looked around, the room was singing love songs and dancing up and down. Now we are so happy because at last we found we couldn't say goodbye.
People in love are funny, mighty hard to explain. One minute they quarrel, they're back together again. Take my case for instance, we had a little fun. Now we're back together, you should see us. We thought our love was over, we were really true. I said I didn't love him, we'd begin anew. You can all believe me, sure intended to. We just couldn't say goodbye. The chair and then the sofa broke right down and cried. The curtain started waving me to come inside. I tell you truly, tears were hard to hide. We just couldn't say goodbye.
Clock was striking 12. He smiled on us below. With folded hands it seemed to say, we don't want to see you go.
I went back and kissed him when I looked around. The room was singing love songs, dancing up and down. Now we're so happy, cause at last we found we just couldn't say goodbye.
Just because
we couldn't say goodbye.
Garden by an old Dutch mill, where the moon was dreaming on a distant hill. A smile danced by, it was then that I saw heaven in a pair of wooden shoes. In an old Dutch garden where the tulips grow, that's where I first whispered that I love you so. My heart was blue till I gave it to an angel in a pair of wooden shoes. Then one sad day, when summer meets September, I sailed away from a thrill I will remember. In an old Dutch garden by an old Dutch mill, every day I pray that you are waiting still. My heart will yearn until I return to heaven in a pair of wooden shoes. Thank you.
imagine everybody dancing around in their clogs, can't you? That was in an old Dutch garden from 1940. Dick Jurgens and his orchestra. Eddie Howard was supplying the vocals there. And I was listening, thinking, yeah, I can hear all the clogs in the background. I can remember many moons ago, clogs were quite fashionable in the UK. Let's see, this would be the late 70s, I think. They weren't fashionable for long, let's put it that way. And we were on vacation. We had this nice apartment in Bugal in Portugal, and we were on one level and there were some people above us on the other level, and we kept walking around in our clogs the whole time. And after about 3 days, the people upstairs and asked us if we could shut up because it was making so much noise, which surprised us a bit because we weren't aware of any noise that we were making. Turned out it was the clogs, and they would come away for a nice, quiet, peaceful vacation. Shouldn't laugh, it was all rather sad, but it was nice, worked out well in the end, we were friends. Here's Jim Reeves with you right now, and if you like the steel card guitar in this, it's played by Pete Drake.
I just burned the picture that you gave me. I burned all your love letters too. I know that won't tear you from my memory, but tell me, what else can I do? I gave away the things that remind me. I hardly ever mention your name. Our friends never see you beside me, but I know you're there just the same. Most of the time you'd think I'm happy. Most of the time there's someone new. But most of the time I feel like crying, and most of the time that's what I do. Most of the time you'd think I'm happy. Most of the time there's someone new. But most of the time I feel like crying. Most of the time that's what I do.
Lovely Jim Reeves there with Most of the Time, and that was from 1961, and it's time for me to go. I'll be back with you next week. Until then, have yourselves a good week and a safe week. Ta-da.
Was it a dream that I met you? Was it a dream that I loved you, sweetheart? I'm in a trance, a beautiful trance, since I fell in love with you, dear. I can't believe it happened at all. It seemed too good to be true, dear. Was it a dream? Was it a dream? We were alone, and were in my arms last night. Was it a dream? Was it a dream we made above beneath the pale moonlight? You were mine. I never knew, I never thought such bliss as this could fill me with a love divine. I'm afraid I'll wake and find
it was only in my mind.
Was it a dream, or were you really mine
on that night divine, dear? Vowing that you'd be mine, dear, I always will remember you.
Was it a dream?
We were alone, and you were in my arms last night.
Was it a dream?
We made a vow
beneath the pale moonlight.
Was it a dream?
I never knew,
I never thought such bliss as this could fill me with a love divine.
I'm afraid I'll wake and find it was only in my mind. Was it a dream, or are you real?